last night?
Huh?
What time was that last night? I was in.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call the Senate Committee on Judiciary to order. Thank you all very much for being here. Unfortunately, this is going to be a very quick meeting, and the reason for that is that many of the things that we had set for work session today are not quite there. So what I'm going to do is go through the list. We are going to today work Senate Bill 825. But starting, why don't we do this? I'm just going to go through this, and I'm going to repeat it at the end. But the following bills are going to end up getting set over until this coming Friday. All right. Those bills include Senate Bill 316, Senate Bill 639, Senate Bill 641, Senate Bill 822, Senate Bill 908. So I'm going to come back to those because we're going to cross the T's and dot the I's. But what that means is that today we're going to work Senate Bill 370, and we'll be working Senate Bill 825. There are two other bills I haven't called out, which I'm going to go to right now, and that's Senate Bill 640 and Senate Bill 904. Those bills are going to come off of our agenda and docket, meaning they're not going to come back this session. 640 was part of a group of bills dealing with privacy, and 904 is also dealing with privacy and was speaking of setting up a legislative committee that will be ongoing perpetuity-wise to deal with oversight on privacy issues. The chair's concern as to that one not being ripe at this point, we feel that we need to have more dialogue and discussion, so we will be taking that up through the Senate Judiciary Interim Committee work, and that means that we'll also be picking up 640 and other issues that we aren't addressing or can't get through this cycle to put onto our agenda for that group, and then we'll determine what, if anything, we need to have as a special standalone committee that would require funding from Ways and Means to go into perpetuity. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up our first public hearing, work session on Senate Bill 370. Laura?
Yes, Chair Przanski, members of the committee. Senate Bill 370 came to us at the request of the Senate Interim Committee on Judiciary for the Oregon State Bar Family Law Section. We had a public hearing on this bill on February 4th, and then we heard more about this bill yesterday, where we had a small question about the fiscal impact that we looked into since yesterday. The bill is ready to move with the proposed Dash 5 amendments.
We did not adopt the vibes.
Again, Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 5 amendment into Senate Bill 370.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 5 amendment into Senate Bill 370. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 370 as amended by the Dash 5 amendments to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 370 with the amended Dash 5s into the bill. And actually, let me start over. Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 370 as amended by the Dash 5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion.
I knew you'd get it right.
So I think I just want to say again that we did hold this over from yesterday because we wanted to get some guidance from the President's office as to its path of travel, and they said it should go directly to the floor, and that's why the motion's before us. Any other comments? Any objections? So ordered. And 370. Senator Burdick, will you be so kind to carry Senate Bill 370?
Sure.
Yeah. Enthusiastic, sure. Thank you, Senator Burdick.
Any of my bills, Mr. Chair, may end up in your lap.
I understand that. All right. So that closes the Senate Bill 370 work session. We're now going to drop down to Senate Bill 825 and open up the work session on 825.
Chair Przanski, members of the committee, Senate Bill 825 came to this committee from Senator Thatcher. The bill grants defendants the right to appear and testify in grand jury proceedings The proposed Dash 1 amendment would limit the defendant's right to testify before a grand jury to cases in which the defendant has already been arraigned on a felony allegation and is represented by counsel. In addition, the amendment requires defense counsel to provide their email address in the notice they give to the district attorney. There's a minimal fiscal impact, no revenue impact, and the bill is ready to move.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash, the Dash 1 amendment into Senate Bill 825.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 1 amendment into Senate Bill 825. Discussion.
Are we removing the subsequent referral to Ways and Means?
There is not one for.
Oh, it's. It makes, it's oh, a, I'm looking at the wrong line. 904. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. Any other discussion or comments? Any objection to the motion? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 825 as amended by the Dash 1 amendment to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 825 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And Senator Thatcher, I hope that you'll be our carrier.
Absolutely, thank you.
And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 825. All right, so that's going to take us back up to the top, and we're going to go through this again. So the following bills are going to all be reposted for this coming Friday, which, if I have the date correct, it's April 17th. All right, April 17th. The following bills will be carried over or reposted for that date. Reposting Senate Bill 316, Senate Bill 639, Senate Bill 641, Senate Bill 822, Senate Bill 908. All of those are going to be reposted for this coming Friday, April 17th. All right. And I think all the T's have now been crossed. The I's have been dotted.
I think so.
You think so?
I know so. We're good.
Okay. All right. With that, we're going to adjourn for today. Thank you all very much for being here.
You made Jenny get up early.
Day. Thank you all very much for being here.